You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality
with Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Studio City, California. And you can catch our show every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50. And if this is your first time tuning in, which it shouldn't be, you should be listening to us every single week. But just in case you're a new listener, our show is about informative entertainment, and we do it in a fun, upbeat improv style. So we just like to keep it light and fluffy over here. Very cat fancy. We will provide you with tips, advice, and resource information on how you can pursue a career in show business. And if you're not looking to pursue a career in show business, I'm sure you have a family relative, because we all do. And we have guests that work in various professions of the entertainment industry. And that basically means that we will definitely have somebody from a career that you're interested in hearing about on this show sooner or later. And if you want to know who will be on our show in the future, you can visit our official Question Reality website directly, and that's questionreality.us, not .com. questionreality.us. And if you want to check out any of our past shows, read their bios, listen or download any of the shows, what you do is, if you're listening live, go up and click on the schedule link at the top of the LA Talk Radio website and look for our show, Question Reality. It's in the time slot of Sundays at 5. Click the link and it'll take you directly to the archive page. And that is where you can peruse at your own leisure. And you can download us also, very exciting, you can download us from the podcast section of iTunes. And I love that. I love the iTunes. We would love for you to call in and ask questions and provide comments on any of the guests on our show. And we ask that you call in between 5:15 p.m. and 5:30. And when you call, we take your calls directly. You don't have to go through a screening process like on Frasier. Of course, I am a little bit like Roz. Nah, maybe not. The call-in number is right in front of you if you're listening to us live, but just in case you can't find it, it's area code 323-203-0815. If you liked our show and you found that it helped you in some way, we would love to hear from you. And to do this, again, on the LA Talk Radio website, go to the top, click the community link, and it'll take like a minute, just a minute, to enter your email address, and then you can post your comment or questions in the Question Reality folder. And if it's a question, I'll get back to you and answer it. And if it's a comment, I forward it on to the guests, and they feel very, very, very happy and good and special. And we have a fantastic guest for you today. Her name is Pamela Clay, and she may or may not throw a water bottle at me if I don't get this last name right. Have had problems with it in the past, but I'm going to give it a whirl. MacGathan! I did it again! Damn! Pamela Clay MacGathan. Perfect. And she is a producer, singer, actress. She does it all. I bet she dances too. And yeah. She's a dancer, and I didn't put that on here. But first, what we're going to do before we talk to Pamela Clay MacGathan, we are going to do our weekly spotlights. And I like to acknowledge all the people that send me emails or that I know are faithful listeners, because it makes them feel really kind of perky when you give them a little acknowledgement. So one of our very, very, very favorite fans and listeners of the show is Karen Berger. She listens every week, and she lets me know updates on what my show is doing, even when I don't know. Like, I was still saying go to the forum page, and she sent me an email and said, it's actually not the forum page anymore, it's the community page. And I'm like, thank you, Karen, I didn't know that. And we also want to say hi to Patsy Black Parker, and she is a listener from Reisterstown, Maryland. I also have people, a person that has emailed. Her name is Monica Schieferstein, and she is it Schieferstein? Oh, my God, I've forgotten. Oh, Monica Schieferstein hyphen Doring from Germany, from Dachau, Germany. And also we have Peter Futunyanin from Bangkok, Thailand. And we have Spirula Paparoclius hyphen Illy Nakalakalis. I know I messed that one up for sure. From Mykonos, Greece. So, hey now, thank you for listening. I'm wondering if you get it very, very clear. I think I'm going to email you guys and see, because that's far away. I don't even know about that, but... So thank you so much for listening. Also, now, if you guys need headshots, again, you want to go to someone that's really good, been in the business for a long time, and has at least shot a couple celebrities, and that would be Carrie Cavalier of Cavalier Photography. Her website is cavalierphotography.com, and she has a question reality special. So if you give her a call and tell her that you heard about her through Question Reality, you will be able to get new headshots for $150. $150, Pam. And if you want to do some background work, there's a great company again called HollywoodOS.com. They book for not only background work, but also principal work as well. Really good. Also, LACasting.com, fantastic. And HollywoodAccess.com. Oh, and there's another one that's an affiliate of ActorsAccess.com. It's ExtrasAccess.com. These are great, great websites for you to set up an account. They let you set up a free account, and then when you want to add things or add like update, they charge like a small fee. But these are the sites that the casting agents are casting from. And I think that's all we're going to do today, because we want to talk to Miss Pamela Clay McGathan. So welcome, Pamela Clay McGathan.
Oh, thank you.
Ooh, la 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 la.
La 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 la.
Wow. Wow, I did that in 5 minutes.
Amazing.
Woo, I can't believe it. All that talking in 5 minutes, and it felt like it was so much longer. Now, Pamela Clay McGathan, I want you to go to her website. It's PamelaClay.com, PamelaClay.com. And she also is available on IMDb. You would just type Pamela Clay, I'm sure. And then she has... a MySpace page, which is myspace.com/PamelaClay. And then she's got a band, which we're going to talk about a little bit later. But in case you want to check that out, it's a New Orleans original rock style band, and it's called Catahoula. And I just found out what the hell Catahoula meant today. I just thought it was just a really cool name that people in New Orleans just called each other, right? But it's actually... I'll let you, I'm going to, you have to tune into the show to find out what that means. Don't look it up and cheat. And that website is hgd.com/CATAHOULA, Catahoula. And Pam, now I'm going to just start off because this is so cute. I've never had a guest on from a place called Fort Sill, Oklahoma. This is one of the places that I accidentally said in the beginning when I started this show. I'm like, well, you know, if you come from one of those small hick towns like Fort Sill, Oklahoma, you want to come to LA. And I'm like, oh, no. I thought I'd never actually meet anybody from Fort Sill.
Hey, the great Indian Geronimo is buried there in Fort Sill.
I did not know that.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. We gotta go visit him one day. Now, she is the middle child of seven. She's mm-hmm. the daughter of a retired general, Lord yes. helper, and an artist mother. That's a combination mm-hmm. for you. Well, that's a good balance, you know. You have the introvert and then the extrovert. Usually generals are introverted, aren't they?
He actually is a very unusual type general in that Hollywood would not cast him as a general were they to see him, because he's about 5'6", very unassuming, mm-hmm. does not have, you know, a big ego or anything, mm-hmm. just a really really beautiful, very bright, intelligent man.
Oh.
Good-hearted, great guy, West Point trained.
Oh, Lord. Well,
yes. PhD in international relations from Princeton.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He's a heavyweight.
Wow. No wonder you came out so wonderful. Oh, you got good genes there.
Thank you. Actually going back to see them. Daddy just turned 88. Mom is turning 86, December 23rd.
Oh.
And we're going to have a bit of a family reunion. Four of the sisters will get together. We had five girls and two boys.
Oh,
and,
wow. That's a big family.
A lot of us will get together this
Christmas. Oh, that's going
to
be fun.
I'm
oh,
so looking
that's,
forward to
see,
it.
That's the downside of being an only child. And now, Pamela lived in Europe for many years, and
yes.
She's fluent in French, and she speaks some German.
Yes.
And she says that she sang before she spoke.
I did.
Now, this is a very, very interesting story that you told me. One of the many things I remember about you, when you told me this story, I remember my mouth was agape, and I thought, how is that possible? I admire that, but yet curiosity overwhelms me. You told me that I said, well, how did you end up going to France to live?
Mm-hmm.
And you told me that, I think, and quote, again, if I'm wrong, correct me, but you said that you had a boyfriend or a husband, and you moved to France because he was French, and that's how you learned French, and then I guess it didn't work out, and you guys got a divorce, and now he's in the band with you and your current husband as the drummer.
Well,
and I'm like, is that a total soap opera or what? I love that. That doesn't work in normal life, only on television. How did you make that work?
Well, the best stories are true.
Yeah.
You know, and actually the truth of the matter is that I had first gone to France because Daddy was stationed in Paris.
I see.
And so I was introduced to French when I was very young, but I'd gone to the French school, so all the curriculum was in French, and I won the prize, the parent d'élève, you know, because I spoke French so well, then came back to the States, and then my junior year abroad at the University of Kansas, they had a program at the University of Bordeaux, along with the University of Colorado and Nebraska. I was very fortunate, was accepted into the program, so did my junior year abroad in Bordeaux, was supposed to return to Kansas, did not want to go, was in love with France, stayed in France, was living in the country, said I was never going back to society again, but then fell in love with my first husband, who was from Paris. So I moved up to Paris to be with him, and then we came to the States together. We were in D.C. for a long time and did a lot of music and acting there in D.C., and then we moved out to California together, and we were in California for a while. And that's when we got the divorce.
That's when, come to L.A., you better come single, because you're going to end up splitting while you're here. There's too much activity going on.
Well, we're still very good friends.
Yes.
We're still, it's more life path. We always believed that, you know, God is in control and all is well. And so even though we're no longer married, we both believe that life is unfolding as it should.
Mm-hmm.
So he's very, very happily remarried. I'm very happily remarried.
Right.
And as fortune would have it, because he's truly one of the best drummers in the world, Coco Roussel, born in Paris, France.
Mm-hmm.
He is the drummer of Catahoula, along with my husband, Bruce Bermudez, the main writer of Catahoula, who is the rhythm guitar player and one of the three lead singers.
I think that because he's French that it worked out like that. American men, they don't tend to stay, not many. I mean, there are some, but not many tend to stay in a friendship with their ex-wives. Some, but not many. It's more of a European thing.
Well, I think what it is that Americans, we are a newer country.
Mm-hmm.
And Europe, they're older. Mm-hmm. So they're older souls, they're wiser, they're more mature.
Mm-hmm.
We're more like kids.
Yes, little babies.
Exactly.
Little babies in a basket.
Yes.
But yeah, that's probably one of the reasons. Now, Pamela Clay McGauthin, you trained under the late, great Sanford Meisner.
Yes.
And I believe he told you that you may very well be a true character actress and hold your own with anyone.
He did
tell
say
me
that.
About now, everybody. If you're listening to the show, you better know who Sanford Meisner is, or else you need to just turn the channel and go somewhere else. He's only one of the greatest acting teachers of all time. And why don't you? You know, there might be someone who doesn't know who he is. So why don't you tell us who he is and what your experience was with him?
Well, Sanford Meisner was one of the great founders of the American theater, and back in the 30s. 30s, there was something called the group theater, of which Lee Strasberg and some other very
Stella Adler, very
important people in the foundation of American theater. And Sandy, even though he began as an actor, realized that he also had the ability to teach. And once he started teaching, he found his true calling, I believe. Mm-hmm. Even though I did see ER right before he died, he did
an incredible 95.
That was phenomenal. But Sandy was such a wonderful teacher, not the easiest man to learn from, because when I learned from him, he no longer had a larynx.
Oh.
So he was producing sound in a very unusual way. I don't know how you do it, but it's with your stomach and air, and I don't know how he did it.
Did he have cancer?
He had cancer. Oh. He was a big smoker, and he was still smoking, even without a larynx.
Oh, my.
So he was very, very stubborn.
Those are some, powerful tools. Those cigarettes. I used to be a smoker, very, very hard.
I did too.
So he, what? Now tell us, for people again who don't know, how does his method differ from, say, in English Mask and The Method? So there's the Meisner technique, and why don't you tell us?
Well, Sandy was much more about your imagination as opposed to trying to figure it all out before you get there. And if you prepare your imagination fully enough, then when you get there in the moment and you believe that you really are this person, then you will have truthful behavior. He would always say that acting is the ability to live truthfully under imaginary circumstances.
And how does that differ, again, for people who may not know this, how does that differ from what came previously? Before he started the Meisner technique, why don't you tell people?
Previously, it was more about being extremely controlled and having every single moment controlled and writing things in your script next to every line. On this line, I'm going to feel this way and I'm going to say it this way. And what happens very often, unless you're just an extraordinary performer, is that it's wooden and it lacks life.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when you prepare emotionally properly ahead of time and you find yourself in the moment, then you will deliver it differently every time, but yet it will be real, just like life. And I'm very fortunate right now to be studying with someone who also studied the Neighborhood Playhouse, Jean Bua, G-E-N-E-B-U-A. If you go to jeanbua.com, an extraordinarily gifted actor, singer, who had The Boys of Syracuse written for him on Broadway. But he, too, found his calling as a teacher, and I feel very fortunate to have found him. And so I study with him as often as I can, as much as once a week. Wonderful, wonderful teacher in Burbank.
I've heard many of my actor friends have either trained with him or have said, you know, he's the guy to go to.
He's taught many celebrities. I was just telling my sister today that he taught Brad Pitt how to cry. So he is amazing.
Oh, I'm going to see Brad do some crying, I think, maybe because there's a new movie coming out. I can't remember. It was something where he goes backward. He ages backward. So that's
the Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Yes. Oh, yes. I can't wait to see that. Mm-hmm. That sounds so. I've often thought, and I've said to Albert, "Oh, wouldn't it be great if we started old and then we went backwards?" And it was just like a existential concept in my mind. And sure enough, somebody stole it right out out my mind, plopped it out, and made it a movie.
You're on the cutting edge.
I am on the cutting edge. Mm-hmm. So how long did you train with Sanford Meisner?
Well, it was again a very unusual experience, because when I was first introduced to Sandy, I didn't know who he was. It was a friend in New York who called me out of the blue one day at the very same moment that I was thinking, I've got to go study with somebody, but I don't know who.
Yeah.
And I was thinking of going to England, to Rod or somewhere, and he calls me, and he basically talked me into coming to New York to interview with Sandy. And I went, all right, I'll go, you know, because I didn't know who he was.
Uh-huh.
But the moment I met him, I had the most extraordinary experience, and at the time, he was looking for actors to participate in an experience that was an experiment, and it was on the island of Bekwe in the Caribbean. And I was very fortunate. He put an ad in Backstage. Thousands of actors came to interview with him. He only selected 15 of us. And we were in the very first group. We were the guinea pigs. We flew down to Bekwe, where Sandy had his home 6 months out of the year. 6 months he lived in New York, 6 months he lived on Bekwe. And we went down and studied with him 6 days a week for 6 weeks.
Wow!
And we got more time with him than people got all year in New York. Very concentrated, incredible experience that changed my life.
What was that the experiment to see to have people come 6 days a week?
To have the actors come, and he didn't know how it would work because all those years prior, he taught the actors under a very controlled circumstance in New York. And bringing people down to the islands, you know, and it was wild. I mean, these were dirt pathways. I mean, you know, it was very, very tiny. You couldn't even fly to the island. You had to take a boat to get to it, the island of Bequi, where he had his little getaway.
Where is Bequi? In the Caribbean.
It's very close to the island of St. Vincent, but it's very, very tiny.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't even think you can see it on the map. It's
that
so
is
small.
A really cool. See, this is what this is what I want. I want the dirt and the scoops and the gossips. Love the gossip and the scoop. She's given us things that people would probably never know. You can't just read that and you know, Google it and find out. My God. So what happened? Now I know that you, among because of I'm sure that you trained with Mr. Meisner, among your many performances and achievements, Pamela has won a Best Actress Award for the character of Eliza in a production of My Fair Lady. Oh, that's one of my favorites.
It is the most fun role ever. Eliza gets to be everything.
She does.
A guttersnipe and a princess, you know? I mean, what more could a girl ask for?
That's true. And then you've also won the Paul Parody Memorial Award in theater.
That's right.
And you've starred in a BMI award-winning original musical called Sun Sun, spelled S-U-N-S-O-N. And you also played Chava, opposite one of my favorite actors, Mandy Patinkin.
Extraordinary. Well, see, that's what I was doing before I went to France.
Yeah.
Because I was at the University of Kansas, and Mandy was in Chicago. And he and I were in the same class, and our sophomore year, we were both cast in Fiddler on the Roof.
Mm.
And he was Tevye, of course, the most amazing, amazing Tevye. And I played Chava.
Ah,
I know.
He is just so nice. I worked,
he is very
sweet. Had a little small part on a show that got canceled pretty soon. It was called The Brotherhood of Poland, New Hampshire, and he was on that and along with, oh God, I hope that's the right one. I do so many, I can't remember. It could have been Boston Public, but I can't remember now.
No,
but
I think it was
the Brotherhood of Poland, New Hampshire,
right.
Because Sean, the brother that died, Sean Penn's brother, Chris Penn, was on there, and he had a part on there, and he was so nice.
He is very sweet
to all of us, even though we had small little parts. He came over, he's, hi, how you doing? And you know, if someone was drinking water, where you get that water?
No, he genuinely cares
really
about people and
really
all
nice.
Living things. He's also very much of an animal activist, and even while he was a student at KU, he would go around collecting the stray dogs and helping them.
Oh.
And he was a he is extremely kind,
I
sweet person.
I was devastated when he left. I watched so many shows. Oh my God, what is the show? Criminal Minds.
Oh, I know.
But you know why?
Because they wanted too much violence. And he
I
just
did
wasn't
not know
for that.
That.
Yes.
We never really found out. I was Googling to try to find out, but you know, I think it just. Difference, creative differences is what they usually say.
Well, he was so sweet because before I came out to LA, he was starring in a show on Broadway called The Knife, I think it was, and it was also starring Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio, and she happened to train with the same vocal coach that I did, Mizar, Margaret Riddleberger, and Mizar had a studio in Washington, D.C., where I was living in that area in Virginia, and she also taught in New York, so she would fly back and forth, you know, and I went to see the show, and I wrote a little note, you know, Mandy, I'm here, and remember we were at KU together. He actually came and spoke to me afterwards. Isn't he didn't have to do
he
that.
He didn't have to do that.
Just a beautiful soul.
Just a nice
extraordinary
man.
Talented.
Oh, you can tell that. I just wish he would get back on a show. He's doing, I think he's got his own show now.
Thank God.
I know. I went to his website and he's got the cutest website where there's a spotlight on him and it kind of runs all over the place and he's like in it. But he seems like a wonderful man.
He is.
And then you also were with one of my other favorite characters, William Christopher from MASH.
Yes,
and you did the Marilyn Monroe role of the girl in The 7 Year Itch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how was it to work with him?
Extraordinary.
He seems very nice.
I actually credit Bill for moving to LA. because I was basically stuck in the D.C. area.
Let's tell people who don't know. He played the role of Father Mulcahy on MASH. So that's who we're talking about. So
just an absolute doll.
So how did he? How was he responsible for you moving to L.A.?
Well, because I was living in Washington with my ex, and he was happy living in Washington. Mm-hmm. And I really was not, because I just got finished studying with Sandy Meisner. I wanted to go to New York. I wanted to go to like a big market where I could like do big things, you know. And he was happy there. And I'm like, I want to go. And he said, no, I don't want to move to New York. Well, so when I met Bill, Bill was like, Pamela, you know, you do really well in L.A. You should move to L.A. So then I started working on my ex. Let's move to L.A. Let's move to L.A. Ah. So I thank Bill. And then when I got here, Bill introduced me to his agent, and he really helped open some doors when I first got here.
Isn't
so
that nice?
Bill is a sweetheart.
You so definitely want Father Mulcahy to introduce you to, to an agent. That's going to go well. Now, you were also the original French chanteuse at the Moonlight Tango Cafe in Sherman Oaks. Is that still there? I don't think that's there anymore, is it?
I don't think it is
still there. Yeah, I know. I think
it was extraordinary what happened there. Looking at the Hollywood Reporter in the ads one day, there was an ad. Someone was looking for a French chanteuse. I went and I auditioned, and when I walked into the Moonlight Tango Cafe, everything was ripped up. They were completely redoing the place. The owner, Ernie Kriazis, wonderful Greek man who had great success with a great Greek and other places in Paris, in Texas, and New York, he wanted to open up this restaurant here called the Moonlight Tango Cafe and have a French chanteuse. Mm. So he was interviewing French chanteuse. I got the job.
Oh.
And so I was singing there 6 nights a week at the Moonlight Tango Cafe.
Yeah, I remember hearing a lot about that place, and unfortunately it left before I got a chance to go there, but I did have
Ernie died, unfortunately.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
I think that could have had something to do with it, you know, because he was really the soul of the place,
oh,
you know.
Oh, my God, we're just dropping off as a people, left and right. Oh,
he
my God.
He had a
God.
Great life. He had a great life.
Now, what you currently are performing Edith Piaf songs at the Skip Elo Celebrity Showcase
every
Monday night at Trilusa Restaurante in Beverly Hills. And I swear to God, we're going to get there one of these days. Well, we want to go. It's a Monday, first of all. Albert has to get up at like 5 in the morning. So he hates going out during the week. So that's a big problem. But I want to do my birthday party there. But the day you... Like, we're coming to 11. So we're going to get there. Callie and I are trying to organize that. I actually called over there and got them to fax me a menu.
Good.
The food looks fantastic.
The food is delicious.
I've emailed it out to a couple people. I said, look, because I had like 5 people I wanted to say, let's go check Pamela out. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, that sounds expensive. So I'm like, no, their prices are very reasonable.
They are.
And the same prices you'd pay going anywhere.
Exactly.
And it's Italian food. So
and even if you just get the plain pizza, you won't believe it. It's delectable.
Uh-huh.
The food is so good.
Yeah, so try Lusa every Monday night. And do you go on at any certain time?
No. Skip Elo is the wonderful...
He's legendary. Tell us about him. For the people who don't know, Skip Elo.
Skip Elo, again, was born in the Chicago area and born Sammy LaBella and moved to L.A. at age 9 with his mom. Started in show business at age 9 in many, many films. If you Google him or IMDb him, you'll see that he started very young. And then in the, I believe it was the late 60s, he went to Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And because he was not a soldier but wanted to serve his country, he actually was in Vietnam for, I believe, 5 years entertaining the troops.
Mm.
That was the way he served his country. And then came back, and I believe it was in the mid-late 70s, he started his television show, because I know it's been running for 30 years.
What television show was
he that? He has a cable television show on Time Warner Cable, I believe it is, and on all in I believe, West Hollywood, Hollywood, the other place where we did a show once. What is it?
Eagle Rock,
and I believe there's another, Beverly Hills, 4 locations where he does his show. He tapes his show, and he actually just helped save cable. He was down there speaking to the council people about the importance of cable, along with a lot of the other people that do their cable shows.
That's right, because I just did my last Question Reality show on Saturday, and December 31st, that's it, no more.
Possibly not, though. He may have helped to save cable. There was an article in the LA Times just a couple of days ago where Skippy Lowe, you see him on the front page of the California business section in the LA Times. Check it out. He's there, and I believe believe he has such a strong voice. I believe his voice really made an impact.
I prayed because I've been doing my show for 6 years. Wow. And I would have continued doing it. But all of a sudden they said, there's going to be no more cable television. Time Warner's, all the guys, they're going to be out of a job December 31st.
Yes.
But then they were telling me that except for four stations.
Four stations.
Now, I don't really know the details, but I know by law, if you're a cable station, I do know that you have to have some sort of a public access station of some sort.
Well, I believe, I could be wrong, I did read the article, but it seems to me that what they have bequeathed for public access after December 31st, unless something changes, they will have the ability to sell that just like they do all their other programs. So it boils down to money, and that's what they want, is they want or need money. So hopefully something will happen where someone will help to fund or save cable.
Oh, so you could basically go and do a show, but mm-hmm. you'd have to pay for your spot and do...
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. And do you know how much the rates are for... Boy, you can't afford
it. But I believe that Skippy Lowe had a great impact.
Skip has to save it.
I believe he may
now have. I have to go down to Trilusa Restaurante on a Monday night when he's doing the show and say, please save my Question Reality television show I've been doing 6 years. And now, you also... you appear regularly around Hollywood scene in your all new, all original. Oh no, all new. I think you guys have been doing it a while, but your all original New Orleans rock band, and it's called Catahoula. I love that name, Catahoula, and it's one of the hottest New Orleans bands in Los Angeles. So if you are familiar with that type of music and you want to check them out, you want to go to their website. And again, that's H is in hot, G is in good, D is in damn. .com/ Catahoula, Catahoula. And God, now what did you guys write? How many songs? You got like a whole ton
of
songs?
All of our songs are original. We do one cover song, which is an Aretha Franklin song.
I know.
But everything else is original, extraordinary lyrics, very catchy melodies, and 3-part lead vocals.
Oh my God. Now tell us, who are the band members?
The band members are, the core is Bruce Bermudez, my husband. Mm-hmm. He's the main writer, plays rhythm guitar, sings lead vocals. Floyd Van Buskirk, who's also a very successful actor.
Ooh.
And he's also an amazing singer. And then on drums, I mentioned Coco Rousseau from
the ex-husband.
Yes. Bob Schoonover, who also plays guitar, who's married to Allison Arngrim. Nellie Olson.
Allison, oh my God!
Nellie Olson from Little House in the Prairie.
That is so weird, because I met her one time. She was actually doing temp work. Oh. I mean, she was like a receptionist at a temp agency. Uh-huh. And she said, I got to do this damn job because there's no more residuals or something. I don't remember what she said, but she
really
was very nice.
It's wonderful because she actually has been growing her fan base in Europe. And she just returned to France, having performed her one-woman show, Confessions of a Prairie Bitch, in French, Les Confessions d'une Garce à la Prairie, in French, and yours truly helped coach her,
you see?
And she did so well, and all these little towns and small villages, they gave her a standing ovation.
Wow.
And she's going back in March, and I pray that somehow God will make a miracle. Perhaps I can go with her, and perhaps I can sing in Paris.
Oh, my God. Well, I think it's going to happen.
Thank you. Please,
God. Look out, Bruce. She's going back to Paris. There comes husband number 3. Oh, Lord. But a question for you. I think that I'm not sure, but I think she's friends with a friend of mine named Jerry Rochelle.
It could be.
Who's known as Fake Jan. They actually are doing Fake Jan Day. Do you know that Jerry Rochelle, on January 2nd, it's going to be Fake Jan Day for, she was Jan Brady on the Brady Bunch Hour, you know, the show that came after the Brady Bunch?
Yeah.
Her name is Jerry Rochelle. And I think, I can't be positive, but I think she said she's friends with her, but I'm not sure. But anyway, January 2nd is going to be Fake Jan Day.
That is so funny.
She's going to give me more details, but that's really weird.
And then the other...
Really cool, too. I'd love to have Priscilla Leona Day.
Oh, yes. And then on bass, we have John O'Hara.
Oh, yeah, John O'Hara.
John O'Hara, wonderful.
Oh, there's more members.
Oh,
I didn't know. We were like...
Yes. No, his mom was very, very famous. Betty O'Hara, wonderful jazz trombonist, who also gorgeous vocalist as well. And his father, brother also, who scored for Mike Post for 20 years.
Oh,
and so John's a real pedigree in terms of the music, you know, just amazing. And then Lindsay Gillis, lead guitar player extraordinaire, so extraordinaire we call him the Emperor.
Ah.
He is one of them. I think that's all seven. Lindsay, John, Bobby, Bruce, Pamela, Floyd, and Bobby.
Woo!
Yes, I know.
Well, you know, we got to hear some of that music, but you know what I want to hear right now?
Well,
I want to hear you sing French, because we're running out of time, and
yeah.
I will die if I don't have my audience listen to you sing. Are you doing this live, or is it recorded?
I'm going to do it live.
Oh, she's going to sing live. Yeah. Oh, holy. Oh, my God, this is so exciting. Oh, my God, I've never had, I think it's a first. No, I think we had another guest sing. Yeah, I can't remember.
Wonderful.
But we are going to have Pamela Clay McGathan sing live.
You.
And you know, she does these are two of the songs that you will hear her sing if you come down and see her on a Monday night at Tri Lusa Restaurante. She sings, of course, American too, but these two are in French. That's my special request. The first one is going to be,
I believe it's Param Param.
Param Param. Yes. And I love this. This is my special request.
Aww.
And then the second song is going to be La Vie en Rose.
Yes.
So without further ado, let's hear Miss Pamela Clay McGathan. You're
hearing
this live.
Thank you so much.
Let's hit it, Albert.
Cet air qui m'obsède jour et nuit, cet air n'est pas né d'aujourd'hui. Il vient aussi loin que je viens, traîné par 100 000 musiciens. Un jour c'était mort en droit folle, sans quoi j'ai voulu dire pourquoi. Mais il m'a coupé la parole, il parle toujours avant moi, et sa voix couvre ma voix. Param, param, il arrive en courant derrière moi. Param, 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 il m'a fait le coup doux, souviens-toi. Param, 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 c'est un air qui m'a montré du doigt. Et je traîne après moi comme une drôle d'erreur, cet air qui sait tout par cœur. Il dit rappelle-toi des amours, rappelle-toi puisque c'est ton tour. N'y a pas de raison que tu ne pleures pas, avec tes souvenirs sur les bras. Et moi, je revois ce qui reste, mes 20 ans font battre au tambour. Je vois s'entrebattre des gestes, toute la comédie des amours, sur cette terre qui va toujours. Baram, 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 t'es toujours qu'on achète au rabais. Baram, 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 des voitures en voilà pas paquet. Et tout ça pour ton père, je te pointe la rue, c'est l'air qui m'a reconnu. Écoutez le chahut qu'il me fait, comme si tout mon passé défilait. Faut garder le chagrin pour après, j'en ai tout un sans fesse, sur cet air qui bat comme.
Oh my God, you sing with such verve and gusto,
thank
and it's
you.
Just, It just makes, doesn't it make the hair on the back of your neck stand up, Albert? Nice.
Thank you very much.
The hair, the goose pimples.
Oh, my God. And he's a musician, so I can look at him, and when he's really inspired, he just gets this look like little Charlie Brown over his face, and he was just so it was just awesome. I'm going to give her a break. I'm not going to make her sing the other one back to back, because she just broke out a sweat on that. Woo! That is an awesome song. I'm so glad that you sang it, because now I can actually copy it and listen to it on my own. Because remember, I haven't heard that since you sang it on my show.
That's right.
And woo! My God, how can we end? That should have been something to end the show, because now everything's going to sound boring from there. We can only go down from there.
You're so sweet.
Whoa! Now, you also worked with one of my favorite actors, Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh,
and
yes.
You got to tell that story about the Catahoula and
I will.
Tommy Lee Jones, you work with him in what?
I was very fortunate. My very first movie role was, I co-starred in a movie opposite Tommy Lee Jones.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like I had a huge part, but it was a very important part. It was basically a movie with all men.
Ooh,
there was me.
That's my favorite time.
And it was about a true story. Yuri Nosenko, KGB, Yurinosenko, KGB, a real Russian man who came to the United States in the 60s and said he was a defector. But when someone does something like that, the CIA has to find out whether they're really a defector or if they're a KGB plant.
Right.
So the movie was all about that. Tommy Lee Jones played the CIA agent. He comes with a Russian guy to Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
where I'm singing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he doesn't realize that I also have a part-time job on the side. And it was originally a BBC production.
Oh.
And when I got cast, it frightened me, because they said, well, she's a singer with a time job on the side. You know what I mean? And I didn't really know what they meant.
I love that accent.
And I was like, I didn't really know what you, but I really wanted the job. And so I found out she was a call girl.
Oh.
So what happens is I'm singing in this nightclub. The Russian guy falls in love with me. Little does he know I'm also a working girl on the
mm-hmm.
side. We end up going off together. Then Tommy Lee Jones realizes, maybe I can find out about this guy through her.
Yeah.
So it was a wonderful experience working with him. I hadn't seen him for a very long time, of course. Then his career just skyrocketed, And working with Mick Jackson, wonderful British director whose career also skyrocketed.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw him years later here in L.A. Tommy Lee Jones at the Harmony Gold Theater at a screening of his wonderful movie, The Three Burials of Melquiades Estrades.
Mm.
I hope I'm saying that right.
Mm.
Beautiful movie, gorgeous film.
I missed that one.
Oh, it was just really, really extraordinary. If you can see it, it was around the time of Brokeback Mountain, unfortunately, so it got a little overlooked.
Oh, yeah.
But because it was a similar theme, cowboys and taking place in the same kind of, unfortunately, way we are moviegoers, once we see a movie about cowboys, we want to see a movie about something different.
Right, exactly.
But a gorgeous film, and I saw him, and I went up to him with a CD, a Catahoula CD,
mm-hmm.
our first CD. We're working on our second CD right now. We're almost done.
Okay.
And I gave him the CD, and on the cover is a picture of me with our little Catahoula dog, because we had named the band after the Catahoula dog, which is the Louisiana state dog, and we had a Catahoula. Everyone loved him so much. His name was Geronimo. He passed away December 10th last year, 14 and a half years, but we're getting a new dog next Saturday.
Know.
So excited. Another little Catahoula.
Oh, Catahoula.
And
so that's what the word means, Catahoula. It's a brand of dog from Louisiana.
Well, it was actually a tribe of Indians.
Oh.
And the Catahoula Indians got this little dog. He was from the Pyrenees. Originally trained them to hunt and fish, and the Indians still in the United States. That's where we're getting our new dog from a Navajo Indian reservation. But so what happened? He looks at this little picture of the Catahoula, and he goes, Tommy Lee Jones goes, Catahoula. He goes, I got me a Catahoula back in Texas. And I'm like, that's so cool. He was very, very sweet.
Oh,
I know.
My God. Yes, that's kind of interesting. You definitely want to have a star have the same type of dog. But you actually named your dog Catahoula.
Well, we named the dog Geronimo.
Geronimo,
but named the band Catahoula. Because, we couldn't name the band Geronimo. It just wouldn't have.
Right.
But Catahoula, it has the whole energy of New Orleans in it, the soul of all the wild Indians.
I like that word.
Everything.
That is going to be incredible. incorporated in one sentence a week. I don't know how I'm going to use it, but I'm going to incorporate it, say, make up things for it.
Great.
Yeah, it's going to come out of its own thing.
Fabulous.
Now, what? We only have like 10 minutes or 7 minutes. What are you doing now? Any exciting things coming up?
Well, like I say,
acting or singing?
The band, hopefully, you know, watch the website. We should be getting the second CD finished, hopefully very soon. And when we do, we will have a large CD release party.
Yay! I love your parties!
Aw, thank you.
I went to your birthday party, not last year, the year before, I think. And, I met some great people. I met Nava Raphael Margaret Westlake, I believe. And
beautiful
lots
woman,
of
yes,
other
yes.
people. Yeah, and Anna Terracine.
That's right, mm-hmm. Anna. And also, what's funny is Alison Arngrim's birthday is January 18th. So we don't know. Sometimes we do our birthdays together, and very often I'll do we'll have the band perform somewhere, and maybe I'll open for the band or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. And very often Allison is incorporated. She'll be like MC and do her stand-up because she's hysterically funny.
Oh.
If you get a chance to see her show, Confessions of a Prairie Bitch, if you go to her website, hgd.com/, I think it is Alison Arngrim.
Okay.
Then you can find out about her. She's absolutely hysterical.
How do you spell her last name?
A-R-N-G-R-I-M.
Okay.
Yes,
Arngrim.
Allison Arngrim.
Allison.
Yes.
And is it
A-L-I-S-O-N. Allison Arngrim.
Because you
yes.
can spell that .com.
Yes.
Yeah, and I want to be invited to that party.
And
don't
yes,
forget
you will
about
be.
Me.
You will be invited for sure.
Woo!
And on March 15th, I've been invited to sing Edith Piaf at the Long Beach Playhouse.
Ooh.
It will be an evening of a it's called a Mediterranean evening. Sotos Kappas, a Greek guitar player who sings as well, extraordinary musician.
Mm.
He's asked me to be in his show, so I'm very excited about
that. Oh, that is exciting. Yes. Now, you know, we always like to leave. You're a professional, been in the business forever. I like to, do you have any advice for someone pursuing a career as an actress or singer, or what steps would you recommend to
I would say that the most important thing is that you maintain your health. That if you do not have a healthy system, you will never be able to do anything. And this business is extremely demanding. You never know when or where you're going to be. You always have to be ready. You never know when the telephone's going to ring and they're going to want you, and you always have to be ready. That means you have to get enough sleep. It means you have to drink enough water. It means you need to get exercise. It means you need to eat properly, because basically we can't do anything unless we have our health. So that's the main thing.
I'm hiding under the table right now as she's reporting on the health issue being the most important thing.
We have to be very strong.
I mean,
someone like
true.
Lena Horne, I admire very much, because you look at Lena Horne, I don't know how old she is. I think she's in her 80s, and she looks like she's in her 40s.
Yeah.
And she's a perfect example of someone who's taken very good care of herself. And if you look at the actors in the movies,
it's true.
They are extremely healthy
it's
people
true.
Because they need to. It's very long hours. I mean, you're working, you know, under union contracts, but still, it's grueling.
Absolutely.
You've got to be up early in the morning, and very often you don't get enough sleep. Very often you don't get enough food, but you've got to just make very careful what you do eat, that it is good.
And with those hours, you can start out fat like me, but you're going to end up skinny like Pamela Clay McGathan, because they will work your ass off.
Yes, but if you're drinking, I don't know if we should mention this or not, but if you go to www.ionways.com/beautywater, you'll learn all about the alkaline ionized water, which can change your life, make you healthy, and you'll drop weight without even trying.
Ooh, let me get there now. Oh, pull that damn website up as soon as I get home. I know she was telling me about that. I'm going to check that out. IonWays.
Yes,
IonWays.com. Doesn't Dan Manuel have an ion alkaline water filter?
It's wonderful. The Japanese have mandated its use in their hospitals for 30 years now.
Wow.
And, I mean, the Asians very often are ahead of us.
Well, you know, you're the first guest that's ever stressed
health
on the show.
Health is it.
You're
health is really
one.
It.
So
health
that's a new it. One. Audience. That's a new one. Well, you know what? We only have a couple minutes, but we want to close the show out with Pamela Clay McGathan doing an Edith Piaf song.
Wonderful.
And it's one of my favorites, La Vie en Rose. So thank you, Pamela Clay McGathan.
Thank you. And I'd like to dedicate this to my parents.
Oh.
Mom taught me to always see life through rose-colored glasses, and this is my daddy's favorite song.
Oh.
So this is for my
parents.
Well,
thank you. Hey, you guys, just to know, we are going to be on vacation for 3 weeks, so no more live shows. The next time we come back, it'll be January the 4th. So you guys have a great, happy holidays. And I'm going to just say it, Merry Christmas, because I'm a Merry Christian girl. Happy Hanukkah, too. And there's some other things I can't remember, but a lot of people are scared to say Merry Christmas because it's, you know, not PC. I'm going to say Merry damn Christmas to you and happy holidays. And we will see you on January the 4th. We have a fantastic guest. Check out the website, questionreality.us, to find out who. And this is Miss Pamela Clay McGathan. Take it away, girl.
Thank you so much, Priscilla.
Tes yeux qui font baisser les miens, un rire qui se perce sa bouche, voilà le portrait sans retouche de l'homme auquel j'appartiens. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, la joie pour la vie. Et dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens en moi mon cœur. Thought that love was just a word they sang about in songs I heard. It took his kisses to reveal that I was wrong and love is real. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est toi pour moi, moi pour toi dans la vie. Tu me l'as dit, la joie est pour la vie. Et dès que je t'aperçois, alors je sens en moi mon cœur qui bat. La 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 la.
Jeff Lass on piano.